everybody, come on back. Let's call a meeting back to order. County Attorney's report.
No report.
Ooh, I like that.
Finance Director's report.
No report.
No report. All right. Are there any resolutions to be added or withdrawn from the agenda? Frank.
Yes, I'd like to withdraw Resolution G, the revision to the Board of Health bylaws. Committee would like an opportunity to make a few more revisions, and we'll do that at the committee meeting.
Thank you. Resolution G is withdrawn. Anything else? All right, the consent agenda is Resolution A and some appointments. Budget Adjustment Planning Department, Resolution A. Frank.
I know it sounds ridiculous.
Are you pulling it off?
Can you make a comment about that? That is the long-awaited for money from the state for the water and sewer study that Ed has been waiting for 2 years.
That would be true. Pam could probably talk about that in her report if she wants.
No, thank you.
Okay. All right. That's the only resolution on consent. Appointments, Agriculture and Farmland Protection Board, Frank Proto, Hillview Road Landfill Citizens Advisory Committee, Dooley Kiefer, Air Services Board, the committee do that this afternoon, Leslie McBean Claiborne and John Gutenberger, Workforce Diversity and Inclusion Committee, Pat Pryor and Kathy Ruiz Herrera, Soil and Water Conservation District, Pam McAsee, Planning Advisory Board, Rick Couture, Environmental Management Council, Arthur Gay Nicholson was appointed by the committee, but not unanimously, so she comes up through the committee report.
Okay. I wanted to make a clarification, if I can interrupt you again. At the bottom of the appointment list, it has, and I asked Kathy about it, has it been corrected that my vote was not in opposition to Rick? It was in opposition to someone else.
That's right.
Okay.
That's why I didn't mention Gay Nicholson under consent, and that should be the Planning Advisory Board. Environmental Management Council, Arthur Dewey Dawson, Youth Services Board, Maureen Kelly, Board of Health, Patrick McKee and Will Burbank, Greater Ithaca Activity Center Board, Nathan Shinagawa, Recreation Partnership, Frank Proto, and Human Rights Commission, Charles Mack Larson, Joyce Mukin, Josephine Karsich, and Barbara Komen. Do we have a motion on the consent agenda? Moved by Carol, second by Pam. All in favor? Any opposed? I guess you can't be opposed. All right, that's unanimous. So we will go to the Planning Committee. Planning, Development, Environmental Quality.
No.
Pam.
Facilities. Oh, I'm sorry. No, I thought she started with the standing committees.
I see planning, PDEC.
That's for the consent.
Okay, right. It's those asterisks that are missing. Okay, right. I'm sorry. All right, facilities and infrastructure. Dooley Kiefer chair. Right, I see that.
All righty. We met on February 5th, and we heard that the health department moved to Brown Road will be either late March or early April. We heard that Commissioner Marks is working to get to our committee a proposed road preservation law that would deal with heavy truck traffic on county roads. So we're looking forward to that at a future meeting. We heard also about the NYSERDA to Federal Energy Block Grant application that was already mentioned earlier for solid waste to have a pilot home composting program. And Mr. Lamaro, the Facilities Division Director, was in the midst of preparing a grant for solar panels on the Human Services Building. We had a presentation by the Weights and Measures Director, Don Ellis. He went over his annual report with us. He does all his own work, including the clerical work, and he has more to his job than he can possibly accomplish since he's a one-person department. But we discussed a little bit about the clerical portion of his work because it seemed that if he could get some help with some of that, either in-house or shared service with another county, that maybe he could put more all of his time toward the actual weights and packages checking that is his job. That will be explored further. Once again, we heard good news about the airport emplacements being up. That has a lot to do with our fares being down, so we're competitive with Syracuse, but it continues to be really good news from the airport. And a lot of our committee time was spent going over the five-year bridge program for the county to introduce the new members of the committee to the details of that program, which also allowed us to focus on the status of Red Mill Road Bridge, which has been closed for 5 years. And we are working outside of the venue of the committee with the town of Dryden because both Mallaryville Road Bridge and Red Mill Road Bridge serve similar populations, cross the same creek. It's unlikely that we'll be able to afford to fix both bridges, and we'll be doing it with local money, so it's very important that we figure out what will serve the community and the county best, and that's an ongoing discussion. There was a meeting earlier today before this legislative meeting, which I was not back for, but Leslin was there, fortunately, and Leslin, is there anything to report from that?
No, we were passing consent agenda.
Those were just the appointments?
Just the appointments.
Thank you.
And actually, I should say that it was also noted receipt of correspondence from, I think it's Mr. Hutchins, I always get the name wrong,
yes,
with regard to the public hearing on Henshaw Road and the eminent domain issue.
Oh, thank you. Okay. Okay. So if there are no questions, I'll move the resolution.
Go ahead.
Resolution B, authorization to conduct a public hearing, proposed acquisition of property for reconstruction of Henshaw Road, County Route 109 in the towns of Ithaca and Dryden in the village of Cuba Heights.
Julie, there's a revised version in red folders.
The only
revision is in the title.
It's an eminent domain for public purposes.
For public purposes added.
Thank you.
Okay, is that's your motion?
That is definitely the motion.
Okay, is there a second? Pam? Pam seconds. Any discussion? Kathy?
I was glad that you added for public purpose into the title because it makes it clear that the eminent domain that's being considered in the public hearing has to do with acquiring right-of-ways. There's a whereas that explains it a little bit better. I just wanted a little bit of more information because it talks about 57 permanent and 64 temporary easements, and it says the county intends to pursue all means to complete these negotiations in a timely manner without necessitating legal measures, but must provide for the contingency that the properties in question may need to be acquired via eminent domain procedures as a last resort. I would just like to know, out of the properties that need to be acquired, the 57 permanent certainly, do we have an idea how many have already been acquired? How many are still under negotiation, and are we expecting litigation?
I can answer that.
Okay.
At the moment, none have been acquired.
Jonathan, can you please your microphone?
I'm sorry. No, at the moment, none have been acquired, but that's because the rates haven't been set yet. I should give a little background. I mean, we've done many roads in the 17 years I've been here, and as a standard practice, you do an eminent domain resolution and go through a hearing in the event that you need to take any of the properties by eminent domain, because if you wait to find out whether you actually do, it's too late, and it delays the project another year. We've never actually taken one by eminent domain in the whole time. but we've had many such hearings, and it does provide an opportunity to inform the public, but rarely do they actually result in actually taking a property. It's basically almost like a place preserver, so that in the unlikely event you have to do that, you don't have to go back and start the whole time limits going again, so that you can't do the project.
Can I ask a follow-up? I appreciate that extra information, because when I served as chair and on the Facilities and Infrastructure Committee, we were visited pretty often by Mr. Hutchins, and I'm interested in a summary of the content of his communication with the committee today.
Well, since I wasn't at the committee meeting today, I hadn't been, gotten back to town yet, I can't help you tonight. I don't know if Leslin has anything
to do with it. I don't have that information in front of me, Kathy, but I'd be happy to share it with you.
Did it have anything to do with his property or group action? I'm trying to figure out for myself, because he's been very vocal, and I remember all too well the Coddington Road situation. So I'm just trying to inform myself, and wondered if the committee or anyone has any direction for me with regard to where they think Mr. Hutchins and other concerned property owners might be going with this.
I can tell you about him. I mean, he's actually been to this legislature on several occasions, and on one occasion, Tim, who was then the chair, wrote to him. But it's all been concerning his property, and at the moment, it sounds like there is an agreement that we're with Mr. Hutchins, that we would do the use, you know, as opposed to any other measure. We'd use the actual use of his property. Over a period of time, there's been some disagreement as to what the use is. In one letter, he gives a certain, what he believes to be the use, and our highway department agreed with him, but he still seems to have issues with them, so it's unclear, but his main issues have been with his property.
That's very helpful. Thank you.
Any other discussion? Ready to vote? All in favor of the revised Resolution B, please raise your hand. That's unanimous. Okay. Thank you. Julie, anything else?
I have Resolution C. I don't know if it's been revised yet. Resolution C, authorizing the county administrator to enter into a lease for property located on Elmira Road in Ithaca. I move that.
Is there a second? Frank. Mike.
I'd like to move to amend it to remove the second whereas, which I think is superfluous language.
Is there a second for the motion? Will? Any discussion of the motion?
What was it, Mike?
Well, this is a historical legacy from earlier versions of this resolution, because we wanted to check, since the property is in the city of Ithaca, the first time it was passed, we wanted to make sure the city didn't have direct interest in the property, and at that time they didn't. So that whereas has continued in each renewal of this lease. I don't object to taking it out. It's there for his. But since you like local history, I thought maybe you'd like that.
Well, we'll look back at the original resolution if we need it.
Frank, is to delete the second whereas.
But what, can I ask? Does it create confusion to leave it in?
Well, I kind of think it gives the impression that we have to ask the city every time we lease this whether they want to buy it, and I don't think that's the case.
Okay.
It's not accurate.
Okay. Kathy, did you have anything?
Thank you. In the context of our earlier discussion about the protest that was held along Route 13, it was a public, peaceful assembly, and it was something that our community values in terms of free speech. This property, if I'm not mistaken, this irregularly shaped 0.25 acre parcel is a parcel that Benderson Associates and now Woolridge has been interested in purchasing from the county in the past, and many of us on the legislature have felt strongly that just in case our right to free assembly was abridged, as it was Saturday in the case of Cost Cutters not allowing us to assemble in front of their location on that parking lot, we would, so that we would have a default location for free speech expression. And in that case, we just went out on the sidewalk, and it didn't block the sidewalk, but in the case of this particular piece of property where it's located, I think it's important to preserve as county property, and I appreciate people wanting to make the reference to local history, but I understand how it can be confusing and might also lead people to the wrong conclusion. But at a certain point, there was a desire that if the county wasn't going to sell the property, that perhaps the city of Ithaca would be interested in buying it. And I'm very happy that the county has agreed to hold on to this property. And I think it's really important, especially given the nature of our community and how outspoken we are around issues of social justice or any free assembly issue. And appreciate my colleague's decision to vote in favor of this resolution and lease it. But I just wanted, for the record, to state for new members and anybody else that's interested that it's important that the county, in my opinion, retain ownership of this property.
Will and then Jim?
Yes.
I'm sorry. Will and then Jim? Sorry.
Kathy, thank you for that reminder, and I think I completely agree with your assessment. One concern I have about this lease renewal is that the rent for which we are charging has not changed, I gather, in several years. And it's my understanding that there will be some serious attempt to look at the value before this is negotiated. Again, this is a one-year lease. Is that correct, Billy?
It should be talked about, yes.
Okay, thank you.
Jim?
Those are my points. Is this a one-year agreement each time? So we're talking about a one-year?
It has been. So far.
Yeah. You know, wreak havoc here, but I'm not particularly interested in keeping the land as one legislator, even though there's been some fine thoughts given by past legislators. But my sense is that we should look at it in a way to increase the rent, or at least have a discussion with the owners of the land, with the potential owners, to see what it is they might want to do with it, if there's any interest in buying the land, and or if there's any interest on our part on increasing the amount of rent.
Frank.
Jim, I think it's worth having Jonathan bring the committee up to speed on not just this parcel, but the irregular property lines that run down the Elmira Road, because the county owns more land than what it's charging rent for.
I chose not to bring that up because of a previous conversation I had with Jonathan, and the problem with deciding who owns the land.
Precisely.
Could be monumental, and
I think that's the reason. Right. That's one of the reasons why some of us wanted to keep this on a year-to-year basis.
Okay.
But I agree with Will that we may want to look at raising, bumping this rent a little bit at some point.
Okay, we're ready to vote. All in favor, please raise your hand.
Aye.
1, 2, 3, 4. What? Thank you, Kathy. On the amendment to delete the second whereas, that is what's in front of us. So, all in favor of that amendment, please raise your hand. That is unanimous. So the main motion as amended is on the floor. Is there any other discussion? All in favor, please raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Leslie. Okay. All right. Any opposed? That's unanimous. Thank you very much. All right. Government Operations, Mike.
Well, again, we have not met. We will meet this Thursday, the 18th, at 9:30. Take it on the full agenda.
Thank you very much. Planning, Development, and Environmental Quality, Pam McAsee, Chair.
Thank you. The planning committee met on the February 3rd. We had lengthy discussions on the AES proposed agreement and on the Route 96 management study. Ed Marks, head of the planning department, reported to us on some of their plans and things that they are working on for the year. One of them is to implement the community housing fund, which is, of course, in the process of applications are being looked at. Putting together the county conservation plan, the second part of the county conservation plan, putting together an agricultural resource plan, review and make recommendations for a five-year action plan for the department. Anyway, so that was our meeting, and we meet again on the first, bless you, on the first Wednesday of next month, March.
Okay, and you have a corrected Resolution E.
Yes, but I would like to point out that if you read Resolution D, it says supporting revised agreement. So I was actually reading the agenda when I read the revised. When I read the revised, it was part of the agenda. So it was that is a source of confusion.
Right.
But I actually was reading what was in front of me. Okay, so this is what I'm doing now is Resolution E. And this is a corrected copy of that resolution, and it should be in your red folder.
And the correction is that a couple of lines were dropped out for unknown reasons.
Could I say it? Could I say these things?
I'm sorry.
Okay, thank you. Resolution E is the revised endorsing the Route 96 corridor management study, and I so move.
Is there a second? Carol? Okay.
The bolded print in your resolution show the two spots where changes were made.
So,
I mean, the second resolve, actually the second change bolded was just left off of the resolution that was put in your packet.
Mike?
I'm always cognizant of the problems sometimes that occur if some of the other municipalities think the county is trying to direct land use planning. But it's my understanding that all of the affected municipalities here have passed or have approved this management study, and therefore we will just be continuing to advise them with respect to that. Is that correct?
Pam?
Yes, I actually, thank you, Mike, I meant to mention that the Town of Ithaca, City of Ithaca, the Town of Ulysses, and have all passed resolutions of offering some measure of support. You know, and of course, that can vary, and it does vary from municipality to municipality. But basically, they are supporting.
And Trumansburg, too?
Well, Trumansburg was not part of the group that actually.
Not quite that far.
Were part of the group that funded this. They may have an opinion on it.
Yeah, they did.
But, I mean, but that's not surprising, yes.
Will and then Frank?
I'm going to be voting for this, but I am aware that this issue has been the source of some considerable discussion among residents on West Hill who have felt rather rather assaulted by development in recent years. And there is a perception among some of my neighbors that this plan for nodal development may have a perverse effect of actually promoting development and not dealing with the very real traffic problems that have been growing. I, having read the plan and looking at it carefully, am convinced otherwise. I think it's a sound way to attempt to direct development that's going to happen and do it in ways that will minimize trips into town and make those areas where people are living actually more livable. I'm also very aware that the ultimate land use decisions are up to the affected towns. That is going to be playing out in their zoning, building, land use decisions. We have one piece of this, however, of which we have control just by virtue of ownership. And I would remind this body that we own a considerable parcel in the area adjacent to the Biggs complex and the hospital, 26 acres. And I hope we will consider carefully the potential use as we consider our decision about sales. But I will be supporting this.
Frank.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Some of the discussion at the committee also involved what Mike was alluding to about who's participated. My recollection is that the town of Ulysses is one of the few towns that has begun the revision of their comprehensive plan with some of these concerns incorporated. The discussion at the committee, at the planning committee, was much along the lines that you were leading to, Mike, that we wanted to make sure we weren't sticking our nose in any other municipality's business. And Ed did emphasize that this was simply a planning tool. We're encouraging the review of it, and if any municipality wants to incorporate part of it, they certainly could. One of the items that drew my attention was the new bridge over the inlet by Estee Street, and I was sure that the city would jump right on that and start building it because it would relieve traffic. Well, it could be a tunnel, but at any rate, I think some of the concerns that you raised were addressed. The Ag and Farmland Protection Board, as I mentioned to Pam and at the committee meeting, did review this because Representatives Scott and Leslie came and made a presentation on the ag focus areas, the maps that they're putting together. And this plan really relieves some of the stress going out Route 96B for ag land. And it was pretty well received. So it's just a tool. We can't direct them to use it. But I, too, Will and I have had a couple of discussions about the effects of it, and by the way, Kathy reminded me to ask about TCAT's involvement. TCAT has participated in the review of this because it does involve potentially new bus stops and new traffic patterns, and we have to be involved with the various municipalities and the developers as we're extending service. So currently we have two people that have participated in this review. Thanks, Pam.
Thank you. Carol and Jim and Pam.
Just forgive me to those of you on the committee and others who may have heard me say this already. I just want to be clear that while the title of this is a corridor study, we should just clarify that we studied the corridor. We're recommending a solution, which is a node. And I think there's a real difference, because a corridor, the word corridor implies sprawl and development along a bigger, longer, more spread out kind of piece of land or stretch of land. And I think that we mean this to be part of our comprehensive plan, which calls for nodes. Nodes is a term that really harkens back to, we've called it many things over the years. So we used to call them hamlets. You can use smart growth, you can use all kinds of terms, but we're using nodes. So I just want to point that out, that I think it's a good thing to avoid sprawl, and that I have some concern that as we move forward on talking about nodes over the years in various places in the city and the county, the rest of the county, that our residents realize that we're not doing this each one in isolation. That it makes it difficult to talk about these one by one. It's easy for our residents to say, well, yes, I believe in nodes, but somewhere else. And, to recognize that we have a comprehensive plan that this is just one piece of. So I think this is a good step in that direction. Support it. Thanks.
Thank you, Carol. Jim?
Let me just make a couple of comments about the village and town, village of Trumansburg, town of Ulysses. Both municipalities have, over the past few years, spent time on their zoning plans, their comprehensive plans, and I believe, if I'm not mistaken, they welcome the work the county has done with this particular plan. As both municipalities struggle about water issues that they've been in, have had on their plate for several years, they've also looked at the way development should happen in some small areas of the village, which there is not that much developable land or potentially developable land, and then outside the town where there is quite a bit more. So balancing the agriculture land and land that can be developed for commercial development, they've been able to put themselves in a position by using this plan and hopefully coming up with something that's going to benefit the people in those two areas. So in the final analysis, I believe they support the concept that we're trying to pass here, and as every municipality, we are not going to tell them how to use their land, and one only has to go to a meeting in the town or the village, and you will quickly learn that they're going to make their own decision. So.
Pam.
Yeah, I have been concerned about this whole planning issue for a number of years, and part of it, I have said this at the committee level, but I really feel so strongly about it, I am going to repeat it here, that what we've had is we've had planning done by municipalities in isolation of each other. The city has come up with a comprehensive plan, although it's severely outdated, and they are redoing it now. But, and the town of Ithaca did, and we have seen this, and I think the town of Ulysses has done this, but there was no coordination in terms of where businesses would be going, where development would be allowed, where zoning. So you could have one municipality putting in a housing, an area for housing, and across the line you could have a municipality planning and zoning for business. And so this kind of, this lack of coordination has allowed development to come about in a way that is not in the most intelligent way to do it. So I see the role of the county is helping the municipalities look beyond their borders, looking at the whole county, looking at what is most important for us as a county. Our agricultural land is surely very important to us. Not only for the people who are using it, but for the people who enjoy looking at beautiful fields. But it has a real economic a value to us. And so that what this plan does, and we have done this as a part of our comprehensive plan, really did this in a big way, is of helping us really think about and develop ideas about what we want to a place, an area to look like. And of course, in the end, the land use issues are still, as they should be, lie in each municipality. But I think that by having these discussions and by working together on these concepts, that we are going to come up with better comprehensive plans in each of our municipalities. So I think the county is providing a wonderful service here in helping municipalities look at this planning issue in a broader sense. So I am very much in support of this.
Thank you, Pam. Peter.
Yeah, I'd like to echo what Pam said and say just a few more comments on this. One to Carol, yes, it's a corridor, but the word corridor, as you know, means bringing people from one place to another, be it a corridor in a public building or a corridor like Route 96. And the problem, of course, is that it's true that every community controls its own land use, but no community controls its own traffic. And the traffic on Route 96 has become a very serious concern to all the people who live in that corridor and adjacent to that corridor. And it's the traffic, the corridor nature of it, that is the source of all of the controversy. It's true that the town of Ithaca did approve it. I forget exactly what verb they chose. But I'll tell you, it is a source of great controversy in the town. The town is now engaged in its own comprehensive plan. And the issue of West Hill and what will West Hill look like and who is going to deal with the traffic and how the traffic is going to come and what our decisions and what Ulysses' decisions and what the next county up's decisions are will affect the quality of life in the town of Ithaca and also in the city and every place else along the way. Having said that, I have no answer except to reiterate what Pam said, is that I have become increasingly disenchanted with this notion that everybody controls their land use by themselves and forget about where it goes, and like that old Tom Lehrer song, I only shoot them up, who cares where they come down? It's a joke about missiles, for those of you who are too young to know the reference. That being said, the only answer I know for addressing these is to think in terms of an area-wide solution. And that's something everybody says and unfortunately not enough really believe. But to me, it's become a fundamental part of my own thinking as to what all governments in the area should be thinking.
Thank you, Peter. And well said, many of you. I would agree. I just want to add a comment that the funding that we approved on the consent agenda about the water and sewer study is relevant here, and it is an attempt to really do a countywide look at where our infrastructure is and where the gaps are. And that's certainly important in this whole study. And I wanted to let folks know I'm on the steering committee for sort of advising the consultants on that with TCAD. There is a public meeting on March 4th, Thursday, March 4th, 5:30 to 7 at the public library. Basically, it's a presentation to TCOG of the results of this study. And if people are interested, one thing you will find there, I know one of the sources...
Martha, could you repeat the time and place? I'm sorry.
5:30 to 7, Thursday, March 4th, and if that Thursday is not March 4th, if somebody's got a calendar, you can check.
It's March
4th.
It's March
4th, okay. Good. At the public library, and it is, T.G. Millers has done the study in collaboration with all the municipal engineers and the folks who work with each municipality's water and sewer infrastructure. What I understand is one of the sources of real consternation among residents on West Hill is the feeling that all the development is going there. What this study has done, one of the things it's done, is to try to look at what the phasing is and where are the next areas that are kind of ready in terms of infrastructure for additional development. And there are a couple of places that appear to be ready sooner than West Hill, sooner than the node by the hospital. So if the world were rational, then West Hill would not be the focus of sort of the next concentrated area of development, and this might feel less of a threat. So at any rate, I hope folks will come to that meeting and we'll try to be rational.
I would also just like to add that In the end, the fate of whether this node ever develops on West Hill lies with the town of Ithaca and the zoning that's there. And that is where the people on West Hill will make a difference, or where the town of Ithaca, when that discussion takes place, that's where the decision. This is presenting the possibility, but it is the people in the town of Ithaca who make the decision on whether the zoning will be allow this kind of development.
Okay, are we ready to vote? All in favor of the resolution, please raise your hand. Any opposed? That's unanimous. Thank you very much, Pam. You have an appointment also?
I'm sorry?
You have an appointment
also.
Well,
I have never heard this before where I mean, it passed the committee.
Then you have to, it didn't pass on the consent agenda, though, because there was a no vote at the committee.
Okay.
So you need to bring it forward in through
okay,
your report.
Okay, so it's Gay Nicholson to be appointed to the Planning Advisory Board, and I so move.
Kathy, seconds. Okay. Any discussion? All in favor, please raise your hand. Any opposed? One opposed. Okay. Thank you, Pam. Now turn your page over and tell us about the Census Committee.
Okay, the Census Committee. Well, in our last edition of the Census Committee, we left off we had written a letter of protest to the Census Bureau because they had nixed all of the sites that we were talking about and had come up with four sites that were just not particularly satisfactory. And so we wrote a letter. The committee composed a letter and sent it off, and we came up with a list of sites that we thought were really had to be included. It was a much reduced list than what we had had before, and we, much to our pleasant surprise, they approved all the lists plus an additional one. And so I would like to tell you the five sites that we are going to have. One of them is going to be at the shops at Ithaca, or otherwise known as the Pyramid Mall, the Human Services Building down on West State Street. There are 15,000 people who come through that building every year. There's going to be one at Dryden. We're going to be split between Dryden Town Hall or Village Hall, I'm not quite sure, and TC3. There will be one at the Tompkins County Public Library, and there will be one at the Green Cafe in Collegetown. So this was, we felt, a real victory for the committee. Anyway, we're having a meeting next Monday on the 23rd at 3:30. Kevin Sutherland has spent this last week just doing an amazing amount of work, as has Marsha Lynch. Marsha and all came up with we now have a leaflet that we hope to be mass produced. Our media kickoff is going to take place, we're hoping, right around the 1st of March. We are spending the last week and this week are being spent gathering contacts, making connections with organizations, businesses, programs, municipalities, and associations. And then next week we're gonna begin to really move forward on some of those things. How you folks can help out? You can by getting the information out. You can email Kevin and let him know about any listservs that you're part of, or any kind of the segment of the population that you are in regular contact with. Any public events that you may be attending where you might have a chance to talk about the census. He will then send you any kind of information that you might need to help you out, and he will pass on to the listservs that you give him, or whoever, whatever the contacts, the kind of information that we are compiling for these different groups. So Kevin, if you aren't familiar, works in county administration. And it's Kay Sutherland, Sutterland, at Tompkins.com. county.org. And anyway, that's my report.
Thank you, Pam. Carol.
Could you just repeat the time and date of the next meeting?
Yeah.
I wrote down as the 23rd, so I...
It's the 23rd, except that happens to be a Tuesday.
Okay. It was... at 3:30?
At 3:30, here in the legislative chambers.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much, Pam. Budget and Capital, Jim Dennis.
Thank you, Martha. I'm disappointed that there doesn't seem to be a census point near the red area, but we'll do our best with the information from Kevin to make sure people in the town of Ulysses and Village of Shermansburg get themselves counted. So, because we're embarrassed by the red dot.
What does red mean politically, Jim?
Just stop.
Oh. Yeah. No. Is it a just a thought?
Trouble. Let me just talk quickly about our last budget meeting. We had a discussion with TC3 president and facilities manager about the electrical panel that you all remember that has gone south up there, and they're working on it, will be working on it through the summer. A comment was made by one of the committee members, I believe Kathy, that we put TC3 in the newly formed group that you have put together, the Capital Plan Review Committee, and make them a member, or at least so that they can be talking to us in a more frequent way about what it is they have, their master plan, and things like that, because in the last couple of years, I remember that there was some consternation about that we didn't know what they were doing. I think this is a perfect way to get them involved in their, and if I can characterize it, they're excited to be involved and be a part of that.
Jim, I just want to clarify that I didn't suggest that. In fact, what I did was suggest that there's a major policy decision that needs to be made by the legislature concerning fiscal infrastructure responsibilities and commitments, and that we shouldn't be making an assumption that the legislature hasn't made a policy decision on.
I don't know if that's a plus or a minus, but at any rate...
Well, it's different than what you said.
Well, I apologize to you then.
I don't need an apology. I just wanted to clarify for the public and make sure they know we're not going to spend their money without making a policy decision among the entire legislature.
Right. And I believe what I was saying was that they're anxious to come before that committee and talk about what they're doing now and in the future. We have a meeting Monday, 3:30, with some items on goals and a few other things, and that would conclude my report.
Thank you, Jim. Dooley?
Question?
I can't remember whether I reported this here earlier or not, but at the previous F&I committee meeting, when we also heard from President Haynes and his facilities director, we asked him to give us information on what they think they're going to need in the way of maintenance for their aging original physical plant out there, without any commitment that we would pay for it, but to help inform exactly the committee that Jim's talking about, the Capital Program Review. And Mr. Haynes indicated that it would be spring before he could get back with that kind of information at the earliest. So I'm hoping we will hear back.
Okay. Thank you. Did I see some? Frank, do you have a question?
Yes. Jim, could you say something about the... status of that template for budget review, that you mentioned a month or so
ago. Oh, from here to where?
Yeah, the one you can plug things in.
Well, that's an ongoing discussion that I believe in a conversation I had with Norma and we'll have with the county administrator that's clearly something that is coming up, and we will look at that in, you know, not only once but many times in the future. So it's still there, it's not going away, and if Joe, if there's a comment you want to make about it, please do.
It's still a work in progress, Frank. It was circulated for the kind of input that we're getting right now, and if anyone does have thoughts on the approach of the issues raised in that report, you may certainly submit them to me. We have put together a planning team for the retreat. This will really be the centerpiece document for the retreat. And in that planning committee, a lot of good discussion is already coming out about, you know, is this the right approach? Are there improvements to be made? So it's very much a work in progress. I think we're all hoping that sometime as early as possible in March we can get together in a retreat and really get into the guts of this. It will obviously have to make its rounds through committees, but there are a number of policy issues that are called in this that we will try to really get on the table as a part of that retreat, again, I hope in early March.
I hate to keep asking you leading questions, Jim, but is there any update on the search for the public health director and the replacement for the youth director?
That's not one of the duties of the chair of the budget committee, but it is a duty of the county administrator.
I thought HR, but
the search committee for the health director search has been essentially pulled together. The Board of Health is making a couple of recommendations about the proposal that I put forward. As I recall, the resumes will be, or the applications will be in sometime in April. So that process of reviewing the candidates and then interviewing the candidates will begin this spring. And you know, Frank, that the commissioner, the director, is leaving on June 30th. So that's a deadline that we have to work against. The youth services director, it's a civil service position. So a test was given. The test was given. At least your application had to be in for the test at the end of January. I can't remember when the test is given. But that's something that we have more time to work with because the director won't be leaving until October.
Because you and David had a running something about the Super Bowl,
right.
There's also a pool as to whether the health department will occupy the new building prior to or subsequent to Alice's leaving.
I've learned not to bet against David, so whatever David says on that issue, I'm going with it.
Jim, do you want to finish up?
Before someone asks about labor negotiations, we have our negotiator for the road patrol has been summoned to a meeting in downstate with the negotiator from the other side and the assigned arbitrator to our road patrol case. And as you all remember, we have not had a contract since 3/31/06. And so we're nearly 4 years out, and they are having a meeting within 30 days, and we will stay tuned, basically. We will let you know how that's all worked out or how it's beginning to work out in the future. And that would, this time, conclude my report.
Thank you very much, Jim. Public Safety Committee, Nathan Shinagawa.
Yes, the committee has not met since our last legislature meeting, and so I just have a resolution. Resolution F, appropriation contingent fund, terminal pay reimbursement, Department of Probation, and Community Justice in ISO.
Is there a second? Less than seconds. Is there any conversation, any debate or questions? It's getting late.
I'd like to get the words "to the department" in the second whereas, so it's clear that that's where the paid reimbursement is going.
From the contingent fund to the department?
Terminal pay reimbursement to the department from the contingent fund.
That's fine.
I assume that's friendly?
Friendly.
Okay, great. Thank you. Any other question? Comment? Yeah.
Comment. Is there some way we can possibly send out Dooley's suggestion to all the departments who have to do these terminal pay resolutions? Because the same comment has been made, and she's right in doing it, but I think we ought to be able to change our formatted resolutions to take into account the comment.
Thank you. I see nods over here. Thank you, Kathy. Thank you, Jim. Thank you, Dooley. This is a short form roll call. So, ready?
Ms. Herrera?
Yes.
Mr. Dennis?
Yes.
Would anyone like to be recorded as no? That passes unanimously. Okay, Nathan.
Oh, and also at the next public safety meeting, I'd like to talk about the potential public safety impacts with natural gas drilling. Because, you know, as you know, I work in Bradford County, Pennsylvania. I work at Robert Packard Hospital there. And it is quite remarkable, the new news that I'm getting, and a lot of incidents that have already happened in Towanda, Pennsylvania, and other places like that. And I think it's something that we should talk about in committee and even bring somebody in to talk about from that area, maybe, to see what the public safety impacts will be, because they are significant.
Thank you, Nathan. That would be great. In fact, that report that I mentioned before, the Jaquette report, does have a graph in there showing the emergency medical responses going up with a number of drilling rigs in this county in Wyoming that he studied. So it's important.
Yeah. And also, I believe the Penn State just also came out with a report on the economic impacts of natural gas drilling that I'll forward to the rest of the legislature. And it talks about what boom or boon or whatever word you want to use, and what there will be and what there won't be.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Thank you. Leslie McBean, Claire Boren, Workforce Diversity and Inclusion Committee.
We will meet on the 24th, I think that's today, Wednesday the 24th. One of the issues that came up last time that we hope to be talking about this time is the designation of handicap parking spaces on our county lot. One of the things we realize are missing, and we just need to have a conversation about that.
Thank you. And Health and Human Services Committee, Frank Proto.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I have several items for you this evening. First, the committee had quite an extensive...
Thank you. The Health Committee had quite an extensive report on from Lee Dillon from Tompkins Community Action on two very exciting development projects that she's proceeding on. One is a new child care center. I believe the number of families that they've approached are 92. And the second is a new facility for women in recovery. Both of them are on the drawing board. She showed us plans and was quite excited about them. Apparently, she's received preliminary okay on about $1.7 million for the child care center, and she's going into the 14 units for the women in recovery are going to be up for discussion within the next two or three months is what I believe she reported to the committee. In addition to that, she brought us up to speed on the impact of the jobs bill, the proposed jobs program, because the after-school program they oversee through TCA is in danger of not being funded, and that is a concern that they have there. We've pulled the Board of Health bylaws off till next meeting. We've done the appointments, as you can see. I just wanted to also review very quickly the report for the on the 2.4 million that was distributed. Stacy did quite a nice article in the paper last week about the distribution of that, the rapid rehousing grant that we received through DSS. It's worked out very well. They've met the criteria for getting the money into the community and helping a number of people with the help of the Human Services Coalition and Catholic Charities. They've paid rents, they've paid security deposits, they've paid utilities in order to help people avoid being evicted. These numbers will not add up to $2.4 million, but about 328,000 K was spent very quickly. 33,000 was gone to do the security deposits and 65 for utilities. They're holding back on some unused money at this point. It's touching 700 to a million because they have another opportunity to go back and perhaps help these families again. One of the revelations that she mentioned to us, that Patricia mentioned to us and Dina Bodnar, was that there was several new populations of people that were discovered through this that they didn't know were even eligible. It isn't clear whether or not it's due to the economic shortfall that everybody's been going through, or these people just have been missed on the rolls. So they were concerned about them slipping under the radar. I'll make this quick in the interest of time. Legislative appointments to our advisory boards. Just a reminder to the rest of the board, I made this plea at the last meeting. We have more appointments and liaisonships than any other committee. We have gone through the list, and we've tried to have committee members take on what they can. I'll be approaching you now with some of the vacancies. And if you can help us out with covering any of them, we'd appreciate it. But I won't go through that list right now. It's not extensive, but we really could use some help. Some of the agencies would appreciate the liaisonships as well. Bring to your attention about the Saturday, March 6th pharmaceutical. You should have received one of these. The collection point at TCAT. I'm not going to go through all the different items that they will collect, but the prescription drugs are listed there. Runs from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. And we're hoping that this is the first of several, but there are a lot of sponsorships attached to it. And March the 6th. Health care at the state level. We had a report distributed by Alice Cole to the committee, and it's quite good. It was a presentation that Joe probably will remember, Dr. Cynthia Morrow, who is the Commissioner of Health from Onondaga County, made a presentation to NYSAC County Health officials last week, and this report is pretty revealing on what will happen to health care in the state. It's not just particular to Onondaga, it's particular to the rest of us, if the governor's budget is approved. And the impacts of some of the changes are dramatic, very dramatic. I won't go through it here. The report is pretty long, and I know you're dying for me to read this. It's 10 pages, and I'd be happy to indulge you if Kathy said go ahead. I can get you copies of this. It was distributed to us electronically on the committee, but it would be worthwhile reading this if you want to weigh in on health care. I know we are. Final item with regard also to the state, ag and markets. The reason that this is coming through health is because it affects the SPCA. By the way, Abigail Smith has asked any of you that have helped out with this latest debacle up there regarding the animals, thank you. There are some potential changes in the Ag and Markets Law that may affect delivery of services through SPCAs throughout New York State. And we're trying to get our arms around that a little bit, because that could be a serious monetary hit where we're concerned. And that's something she brought to my attention late last week, so I'll means getting together. I know we need one more surprise, Jenny. The next committee meeting is the 10th of March. Key item again is the review of the Board of Health item, and I know Dewey had some suggestions and Will has some as well. Please get them to Karen if you're not on the committee and you'd like us to review them.
Any questions for Frank?
Thank you.
Thank you, Frank. And I know you're just dying to hear one more committee report, but we forgot to put on the agenda Capital Plan Review Committee, which did meet on February 11th. Very briefly, we went through the plan, the 20-year plan. Ed sort of walked us through the whole thing and in great detail, and we really looked at all the points where we need the plan to be updated. I mean, basic information that needs to be updated. The committee identified things that they wanted to be added. Just a couple of points. We hope that when this is revised, that energy use will certainly be part of the cap, part of the, you know, as a topic of its own, will be part of the new revision. A couple of sort of strategic questions in the next 5 years: what to do with the jail is something that we'll be looking at, and the old library space. And we did sort of identify that there are a number of buildings where we have an interest, or we own but lease back to the agencies such as TCA, FoodNet, Cooperative Extension. So we're going to be sorting out, you know, what are our responsibilities and what, how do the debt limits work together with when we plan out the whole the next 20 years. So I was very pleased that David sat in. I think we really need to make sure that the facilities people and the highway people and everybody else are talking together with David at the table. So, any questions on that? All right. Is there a motion on the minutes of the previous meeting? Frank moves. Is there a second? Oh, come on. Will seconds. All right. All in favor? Yes. Yes. Okay. Sure. Go ahead.
Thank you. On page 2, the third full paragraph down, I would like to insert the word poorly. Where it's talking about the National Labor, National Labor Relations Board.
I'm sorry. Page 2, could you?
Page 2 of the minutes in your packet,
right.
Is page 18.
Right.
And there's there's a partial paragraph, and then there's a third paragraph that starts with Ms. Herrera.
Right.
There's a second sentence there that says National Relations Board. It should say National Labor Relations Board. I'd like to suggest that change. And there's one other word that I'd like to add in the following sentence, where it says this board has 5 positions and has been functioning with only 2. I'd like to add the word functioning poorly with only 2. And then I have one other place where I'd like to suggest some changes in comments that I made. And that would be in your packet. The page is 19, but in the minutes, it's page 3, and there's a paragraph, and I'm just going to read you the paragraph the way I was trying to say it. It's probably not literally what I said, and I'm begging your indulgence here. It's near the bottom. It starts out with Ms. Herrera. It's the second to the last. Well, it's actually the last complete paragraph. No, second to the last. Ms. Herrera said the county votes on a regular basis to extend the sales tax. Some legislators, like herself, have voted against extension due to concerns that the sales tax is a regressive tax disproportionately affecting the poor. Recent experience shows that government reliance on the sales tax for revenue has proven to be perilous. She noted that legislators have voted to continue with the sales tax because the city of Ithaca would not have enough time and notice to adjust their budgeting. So it's moving the words around and changing some, and because it may, to some people, change the sense of what was reported that I said, I wanted to bring that forth as a proposed change.
Thank you, Kathy. Why don't you make sure that, Kathy Covert has a copy of that, especially that last one?
I sent it to her electronically.
Okay, great. All right.
Actually, it wasn't her I sent it to. I think I sent it to Michelle and Karen. Sorry, Kathy.
Okay. All right. Is that friendly to the mover and seconder? Okay. I want to just point out that those kinds of changes, it's really our practice to make those changes, and you can just write on the, you can, however way you communicate to the staff, you can just write on the minutes and leave them in your red folder, and then they incorporate all those, and certainly if there's any question, they will come back, staff will come back and ask you about it. But if there's a substantive change, something that's where there's a real in, something that's incorrect, for example, that's the kind to bring to our attention here. So
I just worried that someone might think that it was a substantive change, and it is a change to my own wording, which I feel is probably okay. But again, there's a way that we're establishing norms for new legislators and helping them to understand what our policies and procedures are, and there is some discussion on the legislature as to whether or not it's appropriate or considered a substantive change to suggest wording changes on something someone else other than yourself said.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Thank you. Anything else? All in favor of the minutes as amended? Please raise your hand. Okay. Any opposed? That's unanimous. We stand adjourned. Thank you very much.